Blog Talk Radio.
Literally, I did not touch anything, and the music, like right now, is still starting.
That's okay. A great little theme song we got there.
Well, it's House Party Ray.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone, welcome again. This is Deanna Rudd. I am Blog Talk Radio on the Latte Lounge. And as you know from the last couple shows we've done, we've been having sunspot activity here in the lounge. That's what I'm blaming it all on. Music just starts playing. People disappear. Sunspot activity. Welcome to the lounge, everyone. We have a fun show today. We have one of my new, cool, and quirky people who we've invited to the lounge today, Ms. Gio Bellino, the founder, creator of sexfoodrockandroll.com. Welcome, Gio. How are you?
Very well. Grazie. Ciao.
And now, am I calling you the anti-Martha Stewart or the rocker Martha Stewart?
No, just the rocker. Never anti-Martha. Are you kidding? She's the patron saint of anybody who does anything. Never anti. No, just maybe a little possibly hipper, and I don't own a glue gun, so there you go. And things of that nature.
Sorry, that's really funny. I don't own a glue gun. I love that.
Yeah, no, never owned one. I've done plenty of arts and crafts, but never went that extreme with the glue gun.
I think that's funny. Do you want to hear the quote of the day that I came up with for today's show?
Yes, I'd love to.
Well, here we go. Quote of the day from Fred Allen. I like long walks, especially when they are taken by people who annoy me. And I don't know why that is.
I could have quoted that myself. I really feel pretty much the same way. It reminds me on Curb Your Enthusiasm when he doesn't want to do a stop and chat, you know. It's like it's good when people just keep walking. sometimes.
Tell us a little bit
anyway
about sex, food, rock and roll before we get into the questions, because I have to decide what one I want to start with today.
Oh, I see, they're not in order. Okay. Well, sex, food, rock and roll was a thought. It's a lifestyle. It's an updated, healthier version of an old lifestyle that a lot of us boomers remember, sex, drugs, rock and roll. And just in a conversation about that with friends a couple of years back, I just thought it was catchy enough and pretty much embodied my life, you know, which I think a lot of our lives, sex, food, rock and roll. So I like to consider the sex part of it, the dance classes I teach and just trying to keep sexuality going. The food, I love food, my number one passion. Done some catering, some chefing. And then rock and roll is pretty much everything else, you know, pop culture. What you like. And plus I have a daughter who is a little bit of a uprising pop star, rock star.
Cool.
And so yeah, it's a lifestyle, and I think, and it puts a smile on everybody's face, the phrase, you know, it really does. And I think a lot of people relate to it in a lot of ways.
You know, you said something that just kind of struck me when you were talking about your dance classes, and I also know you have another site on Goddess, right? And
Goddess Gourmet, yeah.
Goddess
that's
Power, yeah. One thing about sexuality, and something I think of whenever you say sexuality, people get but it's actually, you know, just embracing either being feminine or being masculine, and it's okay to be a girl, you know.
Exactly. A strong,
you know,
woman, a man. Yes, exactly. So people shouldn't be afraid. And it's funny because when you look at how sex is really out there in a very big way in our culture,
right,
we are exposed to a lot of really heavy, sexy stuff. But when sort of the mom next door talks about it, or you try to really fit it into your own life, we all get a little intimidated, or a little, you know, even prudish, or, you know, where we just don't have this self-esteem for it. And so I like bringing it sort of to the masses, just, you know, for the rest of us out there, that sex can be fun and something that we share. And really, sex embodies a lot of things about our lives, not just the sexual act. It's really such a big part of our lives.
Exactly.
Our sexuality. Mm-hmm.
You, whenever you hear the word sex, you automatically think porn or hip hop video. you know
very
what I mean?
True.
Instead of the, from like the Lauren Bacall, you know, lighting the cigarettes, you know, in Casablanca, or flirting, or just being out there and having fun, which is also, you know, to be sexy as well.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And, you know, some of that, I think, is getting really in touch with yourself. And as we really start to grow up and mature, and you could almost have more fun with sexuality, I think, a little later in life than when you're young. I mean, it's wonderful to be young and gorgeous and all of that, and things are new experiences that you're just embarking on. But then once you've gone down a life of in and out of your sexuality in different ways, and you start getting comfortable with it again, it's just fabulous. And that's what I try to bring to women in my class, that, you know, we might have been mommy for quite a few years and the wifey, but and it's hard to really maintain too much of an outward sexuality sometimes in those roles. But you get past it and you move on and you just get comfortable with it. You become a goddess. I think after you've lived enough life and had enough sex and haven't had enough sex and then go back to having sex, you become a goddess, really. So, no, really, it is. Life is a lot that way, where you're into it, you're out of it, and hopefully you're into it again, you know, and I like to help people get back into it a little.
I love it.
But in, like, a, you know, R-rated way, if not X-rated. Although the first little story on my website is a little bit risque, but...
But it's a
but
good story.
All done with
so
a sense,
you know,
of humor. And I'm a big girl, so I can almost, you know, nothing really shocks me anymore. Do you find that? That I think there's not much that shocks us anymore.
Yeah, you know, I still get shocked. I still get shocked every now and then. And
yeah.
I can, you know, I still, people can still make me blush. And I guess that, you know, that's okay. But, you know, you got to try most things once. And go for it.
Right, and that's enjoying it, when you can blush and you could have fun with it, and it does shock you a little bit. It's fun when it when it's shocking in a nice way, when it's done,
well,
you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, where you can laugh at it and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, like for example, I have to tell you, because as we close maybe on the sex subject, but seeing the movie Bruno, I was shocked by that. I love it to death. I love that kind of humor, when you can make porno hysterical. I mean, it's so, you know, that to me is the most shocking thing, but in a good, entertaining way, you know. Wild. That's what I mean about what's out there in our culture. So I'm a lightweight compared to some of what's out there. You know what I mean? My little sexy dance classes. Forget it. I'm tame compared to what's out there.
There's also, I remember a Sex in the City episode where Miranda, you know, felt she was being, you know, too hardcore and too masculine, and she took a Unleashing Your Inner Goddess class.
Yes,
and the woman,
I remember that, yeah.
Pop your hip. And she's like, ah!
right. Exactly. I do remember that, yeah. That was a great show for women's sexuality. That was a great show for that.
You know what it was? Because it was four very different perspectives and outlooks, but it embodied everybody at some time.
It's true.
You know, no one is totally, well, yeah, there are people who are totally Samantha or totally Charlotte, but I think we all embody some of each of their personalities at some point.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun when you see that part of your personality on the screen and it being embodied by an actress, or, you know, where you say, yes, I relate to that, you know, but her too, and her too. So, like you said, exactly. And that show used to shock me occasionally. Yeah. I remember getting shocked by that show a few times.
What episode shocked you?
when Samantha talks about, I don't know, how do I put this delicately? It just, I'm being shy and embarrassed about it. How do you like that?
Was it the wheatgrass?
The taste of something or whatever.
Yes, wheatgrass episode.
Was that wheatgrass? I don't remember that, but yeah.
It was wheatgrass, yeah.
Is that the one? Okay,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was a little shocking, definitely.
Well, so whenever we go into a vegetarian restaurant or something, you know, and you see that, I do laugh. Because
that's right, yeah.
Responsibility.
Yeah, I forgot that part of it. You're right, exactly. Oh, God.
Oh, okay, that's not one of the 10 questions, but I just thought that was...
Well, if there was a sex question, we covered a lot of ground on it, I think.
That's funny. But, you know, I think it's important, you know, personally, and it just, you know, your site and some of the questions, so that just led me to ask some of the questions about it. But that will lead to our first question, what is your passion? How about that for a segue?
All right, well, my passion, I have to say my first passion, I think, is dance. I've always danced since I'm a kid, and I just love it. And I love teaching women to dance. I've morphed into belly dancing now. I've always taken jazz, ballet when I was a little girl, and went through the years of jazzercise and those kind of things. Yeah. And but I love keeping dance in my life, and I love sharing it now with women. So dance is another one, number one passion, and then food. I have to say, food, cooking. I always loved reading about food, restaurant reviews, recipes, since I was a kid. The Galloping Gourmet, when other friends of mine were watching soap operas, I'd be watching Galloping Gourmet and Julia Child after school. You know, so I always loved food in that respect. And come from a long line of excellent cooks, the women in my family. So food and... let's see, what else? I mean, there's quite a few other passions out there, but what created Sex, Food, Rock and Roll is the dance, food, and rock and roll, I guess. Rock and roll being another huge passion, yeah. Really, I mean, I love my music. Oh, man, right? I mean, just, I'm a groupie at heart, I think. I really think in another life I could have been a groupie. I love my concerts. I love my rock stars. I go to a lot of, I saw Paul McCartney the other night. So music.
How amazing was he?
It was absolutely amazing. It was just, he was adorable. He is adorable. He just was fabulous. It was great.
Well,
great.
This can lead to our next question then. If your life were made into a movie, either pick a song that would epitomize it or a soundtrack. What would be playing right now in your movie?
Oh, wow. I love so many different songs and different types of music. That's really hard to narrow down. But you know what? Thinking of, like you're saying, my life and what a soundtrack would be. What comes to mind is one of my favorite songs, very simple, by John Lennon, Woman, the song that he wrote for Yoko Ono.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that song just makes me swoon. And it's just the one word, woman, and I'm a woman, and that could just be the song for my life. It's just a beautiful song. And I think all women love it. Yeah, so maybe that. So it might not be that edgy, but it's, you know, it's romantic. It's romantic, and I like to think that my life is romantic in its own way, you know.
I thought you were going to pick something by the Stones, It's Only Rock and Roll.
Only Rock and Roll. Well, I'll tell you the truth, what I really love, but, you know, so next to Woman, which is nice and romantic, but give me George Michael's Sexual Freak any day.
Okay.
I dance to his songs in my classes all the time. I'll be your sexual freak. I love that song. Oh, and the video is so hot. So, yeah, you know, we could bounce around from song to song. But that's a cool song. Anything almost by George Michael.
I love it. What is your very perfect day?
Okay, it's probably all going to sound redundant, but to get some dance classes in, whether taking or teaching, having a great meal, getting a great massage, with a massage first maybe, and I said dancing, right? And, you know, just a nice romantic night with my hubby, I like to be out on the town. I do like to be out on the town. So just all my favorite things in one day. It doesn't have to be anything too exotic, you know, like I don't need to be in some other country or whatever. But just all my little passions falling into the one perfect day. And because they're kind of simple passions, I sometimes feel like I have that perfect day often enough. You know, every once in a while you really get to plan your perfect day, as long as your requirements aren't, you know, so off the wall, like having lunch in Paris or something, you know. But if it's having lunch in the backyard and having sex in the bedroom and having a nice meal in the kitchen and getting a dance in.
Well, and you know, if you like Paris, all you have to do is throw on some Parisian music, some Etta James, get some wine
Etta
and
James.
Cheese and some brie, and you can do it. You know, it's all in the mind.
Exactly.
You know, one thing, after doing this show for a while now, what I love is that everybody, when they say what is their passion, it in some way, shape, or form is embodied in the work they do.
Yeah.
And I love that, and it's incorporated in their perfect days, usually with, like, sleeping late, someone bringing them food.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely. Well, it's a blessing if your passions are a part of your work. It's a blessing. And a lot of times I think artistic people get to do their passions, you know. Some of us are out there maybe, you know, at a desk or not necessarily – doing their passion in their daily work, but you got to get that little bit of it in there somewhere during the day. Or, you know, even if it's not every day, but it should, your passion should always kind of, I think of them like flowing around me, and when I can grab that chance to grab at one, I'll do that, you know?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I envision them like, okay, there's that. Let's see, how can I grab a little bit of that today or a little bit of this, or, you know? And, you know, I think when you live in the moment, you can do that. I think if you live in the moment and you're just, you know, you're not constantly looking for the next thing, you get like a moment to breathe maybe, a moment to think about that little passion, you know?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
With me 100%. And I know I try and teach and write and, you know, other people who've been on the show, you know, everybody tries to kind of get that out there and to teach it and preach it and live it, that you do have to, life is here to be enjoyed, you know,
right.
I think, you know, and it can't be just, you know, even if you do work 9 to 5, you know, you still have 16 other hours in the day,
exactly.
You know, to try and go to, you know, go and spend the $5 and go to Starbucks, you know, eat a brownie every now and then. It's okay.
Right, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And by the same token, if you're eating a few too many brownies, you know, stop and just reflect and enjoy other things out of there. You know, sometimes we can do that. You know, I say it on the main page of my website that food has always been my drug. You know, so sometimes you can, you know, abuse it. It's a passion, but if I overdo it, you know, I may not go blind, but I'll get real fat. Like overdoing something else. But, you have to be able to give equal time and not overindulge sometimes.
Right.
And then instead of a passion becomes an addiction, maybe? I don't know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, everything in moderation and living your life in balance. And you know when you're not in balance. I mean, everybody does if you're honest with yourself.
It's true. And usually when you're not, it's, you know, and it's common sense that there's too much of something else, whether it's stress, whether, you know, there's a lot of stress in our lives. But usually, you have to sometimes get rid of a little something to make that balance. It doesn't always mean adding something. Sometimes you have to get rid of. I think we do so much that maybe to balance it out is almost to just sit and do nothing, whether it's a meditation, whether it's, I mean, I love just walking outside and, you know, whatever the weather is. And, you know, sometimes it might sound corny, but just enjoying the birds and whatever time of year. I love the seasons. I love the change of seasons. So whatever's happening, there's always a change out there in some way or another, you know?
That's how I start every day, you know, and I've shared this before, you know, letting the dogs outside, and I go outside and feed the birds, and sometimes it's ungodly early, but I can go back to bed, but, you know, to have, you know, that 15, 20 minutes outside to just be quiet and, mm-hmm. you know, get in tune, you know, with the day and just to start your day, that you need that time to just decompress and just to be for a little bit. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, and when you're out, especially when you are outside, you feel like you're a part of a bigger plan of nature. You know,
yep.
you may not be in a bustling city, you may be or you may not be, but when you just sort of breathe it in, take that those few breaths to just move you on to whatever else, and, you know, it's funny, it just reminds me of a quick little story. I live near the water, and there's, and not my actual house, but the town I'm in is a seaside town, and sometimes we get a lot of the geese, you know, walking across the highway and all of that. And just when you're, like, rushing, you know, to get from point A to point B, and, you know, why are the cars all backed up? What are we stopping for? It's a green light. We're in the middle of the, you know, and everybody's backed up, and people start blowing their horns, and then you see the little family of geese walking by. And it's like, you know what? And you're looking at the guy next to you in his car, and you kind of shake your head, and you say, yep, there's other stuff going on in this world that I've got to sometimes stop and just let
mm-hmm.
happen. And that is such a, it's, I love when that happens almost, it, you know, you really get to sit and say, oh, look how cute, and, you know, so, okay, so it held me up for 30 seconds or a minute or two, you know,
mm-hmm.
until they start, like, nesting there, and then people get out of their cars, and they're, like, shooing them away. But it's one of those little aha moments, you know, when things like that happen.
I love it. What is a skill you wish you had?
I'll tell you, you know what? I don't know, the first thing that comes to my mind, and I think it's true, is I wish I was, like, more mechanical, talking about cars or things. I wish I had more skill with simple mechanics like that. I'm a little bit of a, you know, maybe, I hate to say typical woman, but not someone who really knows much about that. Mechanics, engines, things like that. That would be good
okay.
to know more of. I think that's a useful
good.
Skill. Change a tire. I've never changed
yep.
a tire. I've never changed
yep.
a tire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope if I had to that I could. So things
yep.
like that, a little more mechanics, that would be a good thing for me to try to learn a little more of.
It's on your bucket list to learn how to change a tire. I actually would like to try and do it once.
Yeah.
See if I, you know, just in an emergency, just in case.
Right, right. So
well,
that's a skill
yeah,
I would like, yeah.
I'm with you on that one. Okay, here's another profound one. Did you ever see the movie A Tuscan Sun?
Yes.
Okay, in the movie, remember with Diane Lane's character, Frances,
yes.
when she was kind of having her breakdown, and they told her that they built the train tracks across the mountains before there was a train that could make the journey in hopes that one day there would be a train. When in your life have you laid the tracks for a train that wasn't there yet?
That is profound, and I remember that part of that movie. It really
I
was
loved,
so thought-provoking.
That's
yeah.
my favorite
Beautiful.
Quote
yeah.
from the movie.
That is. I'll tell you, I have to say, it's when I really started like sexfoodrockandroll.com, and I remember it was October 31st. It was a Halloween night. In 2007, and I just felt like this is laying the foundation. I didn't think of it as tracks at the time, but this is something I'm going to build on, and it might take years, but I just think it's got legs. I remember saying, I think this concept has got legs, sex, food, rock and roll. So legs or tracks or roots, yeah.
Yep.
And hopefully there's a steamroller behind me ready to push me into the stratosphere. I'm ready. I'm hopping on it, baby.
The bullet train
I'm
is making
the track,
its way.
I'm working on the railroad. I'm working. So that would be
you
it.
I was just going to say, you know what's weird? I think of, you know, all of the people that I've interviewed literally in the last 6 months. 2 years ago, something happened 2 years ago, because that
really?
Seems to be the general consensus
really?
Of when people, yeah, I'm going to have to go back and maybe do a little more researching on this, but it was like 2 years ago that people were like.
A lot of creative energy 2 years ago, huh? No, seven
yeah.
maybe.
That's
very
wow.
interesting. Yeah, that's it. I wonder if there were what the heavens were doing, maybe, too. Like you were talking about sunspots today, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're in the middle right now of, like, this, the moon cycle, you know, new moon to full moon to new moon again. Usually we have two eclipses, apparently, this time of year, and now we're going to have three.
Oh.
And the third eclipse is coming August 7th. For those of you that are listening to us live and not archived or downloaded after August 7th, it's July 29th. But so, yeah, there's all this really weird, tumultuous energy going on right now. So that's why I was blaming all the audio stuff on this. Because it's a good scapegoat, because who can say it's not?
Out of my control. You know, that's a part of that whole... you know, getting that little zen-like quality thing. I don't know. It's out of my control. Or like that other line, I forgot, you know. You say something like that, it's like...
It's gremlins, you know? Man. It's a computer. It's seriously not me. Like a little three-year-old. Not me. I didn't do it.
right.
All right. Who do you admire and why?
Who do I admire? Does it have to be living?
It can be living... dead, famous, not famous, anybody. Who do you admire and why? No right or wrong answer.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, there's so many people I admire. But you know what? And this might sound a little strange, but I have to say, because I feel like she's a big part of my life spiritually and my faith is embodied in her, I would have to say... the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary.
I love that answer.
Yeah, she's the first goddess, and I just love her so much. I just, there's just so much about her that I kind of keep with me, and I pray to her, and I just think she's the embodiment of grace and womanhood and purity, and I think that's a nice thing, and a lot of and I'm very proud that my religion like worships a woman, even though she's not, you know, divine. She's supposed to be really just a mortal, but I think she was the first goddess, you know.
I love that.
I admire that she's retained that grace all these years. And I think a lot of people really, you know, you can't even utter her name without it giving a certain feeling, I think, to anyone, you know?
I agree with you. You kind of get the, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like a little, you know, like that aura, you just feel that...
warmth in your heart.
Yeah, so the Virgin Mary, I admire. It might sound a little, I don't know, sacrilegious in one way, but, you know.
I love that answer. I think that's great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really sincere too. I really mean that sincerely. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like that, and I agree with you. I think that's true. I just think that's true of what she represents and embodies. And
yeah,
I like that, the first goddess. Cause yeah.
Yeah, I think so. When I think of goddess, I do think of her, Mary Magdalene.
Yep.
You know, that the feminine, the divine feminine, that all is there, and it's sort of embodied by her. I mean, there's a lot of goddesses, you know, in Roman and Greek culture and all that. There's a lot of Egyptian. I love the whole goddess thing. And I think even more as I have matured as the years go by, I think of Mary more and more as a goddess. But even through, like, my Catholic school days of, you know, making up sins online to go to confession and all that, but Mary was always, you know, Mary. she was always cool because she was the mother. It was the priests and the nuns and all of that. But I have just that whole picture of, in, you know, my religion, like, kind of means a lot to me, you know. And I love all the images and the saints and the ritual and all of that. So it's just so, I have a lot of things in my house, spiritual. Actually, I have quite a few, if I think about it and I look around, I have quite a few statues of Mary around my house, if I think about it, and quite a few crosses.
Gio, let me stop you 1 second. We've got 30 seconds live of the live streaming. Everyone, make sure that you download the after show and listen to us later, because I have a feeling we're going a little more longer than the 15 seconds that we have remaining. So I want to say thank you for listening to us live. This is Deanna Radai from the Latte Lounge. Make sure you listen to us on the 7th. We have Samara Mbenga as our guest, and she's another fabulous one. Thank you. All right, Gio, go ahead
Thank
and continue.
You.
We are on our after show now officially. So,
oh, okay.
So you have a lot of Mary stuff around, huh?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, I do. A lot of religious things around. I love my religious icons. I really do.
All right.
You grow up with it, too. So.
Well, when you I don't know if you're Roman Catholic or what. I was brought up Roman Catholic.
Roman
and,
Catholic,
yeah.
Me too, yeah. Uh-huh.
Catholic yeah. school and all the fun.
Yeah.
That goes with it.
It's true. There was a lot of fun, you know. We managed to make things fun, yeah.
All right. If money were no object, what would you be doing?
If money were no object. I really think... I don't know. I don't need more stuff. I really think I would maybe try to do something for the world, for people. Maybe like try to end hunger or something like that.
Okay.
I think if I really had that kind of money, I think I would really try to do something big along those lines.
Okay.
That and so end hunger and maybe end hunger and frigidity.
Two very good goals.
That would be a good thing, too, because
you need to
through the years I've been working on my own here or there and even with other women. So, yeah, that's a good thing. That could be a good thing for mankind, too, I think.
We may be your own little part of the world, and that's how all good grassroots organizations start.
Yeah, that's right.
See? There you go. All right, dog versus cat. Who wins in your world?
Oh, you know what? Dog, cat, horse, birds, I love them all. And I've had both. That's a tough one for me. I really do love both. Although I had two cats. My oldest cat, 20 years old, just passed away about a week ago. 20 years old, I had to figure out. So I did have two cats, and they were both strays, little kitten strays that I found. But I've had dogs in the past. I really have to, kind of flake out and say I can't choose between them.
You're an opportunity pet lover.
That's right, absolutely, yep. If I go, to the local, pet shop, or we have the Animal League here, I can't decide which ones I like looking at more or playing with more, so yeah.
I can't even go to those because I want to take them all home.
I know, it's tough.
Yeah,
that's something else that would be good to do if money was not an object, to really help all the animals, that are get them homes and all that, or just give them all a home, Yeah. There's so much you could do if money wasn't an object. I hate to go back to that again, but it would have nothing to do about going here or there or getting this or that, because that would happen too, but... So dog or cat, either one.
Okay. All right. Favorite book, author, what are you reading? Our literary question. Any good books you've read?
Well, my favorite author, I'll tell you, it's a toss-up. I love Stephen King. I love, the horror genre.
Okay.
Anne Rice is my favorite author. And my favorite book by her is The Witching Hour. I'm dying to see that movie, that book made into a movie, The Witching Hour. Have you ever read it?
I have read it. When we were down in New Orleans, we went to Anne Rice's house.
Yes,
and
I did
picture.
Too.
Yes.
In fact, I knew it was her house as we were walking up to it with the tour guide before she even said anything, because it reminded me of the image that I had of the house that she describes in The Witching Hour. There was something about it, the statue in the backyard, the wrought iron. I said, this is our house. This is our house, I said to my husband. He says, how do you know? I said, I know it. And sure enough, it was. Yeah. I love her work. So The Witching Hour. What am I reading now? Right now I read so many not reading any real books right now. I read so many magazines and articles and the Times, and I love my Vanity Fair with all the little mini novels and the mini real life, stories. But I read a lot of, what did I read recently? Blink and The Power of Now and The Secret, all those like I've read recently.
Okay. Have you read Ask and It Is Given yet?
Ask and It Is Given? I don't think so, no.
Ooh, put that on your list.
Yeah,
Esther
I will.
Hex. Yeah,
sounds
definitely
like
put that. And a lot of people have recommended Blink.
Yeah.
I haven't read that one yet, so I have
yeah.
to put that one on my list. Because it's just
and
Blink,
what
right?
Blink, yeah. Did you read The Power of Now?
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal. Wow, talk about living in the moment. Very interesting book. Gets very deep
who
into
wrote
that.
That one?
It's all, that is Eckhart Tolle.
Yes, then I did read that one.
Yeah, I pull it out every once in a while, and I've got all dog-eared and highlighted areas. And sometimes just, reading a little page or two or just what I've highlighted in the past from when I read it, just it's so thoughtful, and you get so much out of it where during the day or something, if I just pick it up and say, it just makes you live in the moment. It really does. Thought-provoking.
Oh.
I love that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I do have that one. There's another really good author in that same genre, Sanaya Rowan.
Uh-huh.
And if you've ever read the Esther Hicks stuff,
yeah.
This Sanaya Rowan takes it like another step further.
Oh, really? Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anything that I've picked up from her, just incredible.
Oh, I have
just
to do that
incredible.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, I if you like, those other ones, I think you would definitely, definitely like her as well.
And what was her name again?
Sanaya, Sanaya,
oh.
Rowan, Rowan.
Sanaya, I might have seen that name too. Yeah, I have to look for that.
Yeah, and she'll do like a general one, like Eckhart and Esther Hicks. But then she does specific ones, like for relationships and wealth and abundance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's phenomenal.
Okay,
so.
I have to look for that one, too, yeah. I'm ready for something new, too. I'm ready for a couple of new I like to sometimes read a couple of books. Like books like that, you could sort of read, a couple of them at the same time or fit it in with other reading and all of that, yeah.
Right. Right now it's trashy summer reading to read outside on the hammock. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, give me a stack of Star Inquirer, Us Weekly, Entertainment Weekly. I love all that stuff. I love that stuff. I really do. It's like junk food for the soul, or just for the mind. Junk food for the mind, really. And I just skim through them. You just like go through them so fast,
yeah.
so fast, so fast.
Well, yeah. I never admit to reading them, but I do when I'm in, line at the grocery store, and
yeah,
I love the trashy historical romances.
Yeah.
For those dumb things.
Yeah, we all have our little vices. We all have our little vices.
It's what makes life interesting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are at our last question.
Okay, good.
Dun, 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 dun. What current project are you working on now or anything you want to plug?
Well, I'm always working on, the website, the whole concept of sex, food, rock and roll. I was meeting you at the Fancy Food Show. I was researching bringing a product to the marketplace, perhaps a frozen food line.
Okay.
So I am really researching that right
exciting.
Now. Sorry?
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. Again, it's research. It's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot to learn. A lot to do first. I mean, the cooking part is the easy part, but learning the nuts and bolts. But I have a good idea of how to even start getting it off the ground after what I learned in some of those workshops. So that would be a great thing, and just teaching my classes, trying to build that up more and more. One woman at a time, I feel like, I love just getting my word out about different things, like similar to what we even discussed today, just to pass along whatever knowledge I might have achieved through the years, you know, like a la Martha, you know, the gardening, the cooking, the homemaking. The, you know, my first line of work was interior design, and I know you're doing the feng shui work and all that. And so that, too, I love working on those kind of I want to learn more about that also, even through you. I really do, going to your site and all.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it's fascinating. It really is. No, it's fascinating. And because I speak to more and more people who are, you know, really have an expertise in that field, and it really is interesting.
So, I love it. So,
yeah.
Where can people find you? I've got the sexfoodrockandroll.com. That's
yes.
up on the radio show page. Where else can people find you? Are you on any other social networking sites?
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I am with Enlightened Entrepreneurs. I'm not tweeting yet. Tweeting?
Tweet. You must become a tweeple.
Tweet. I guess so. Yeah. Forget it. Then I'd never have a life. I'd just be sitting and talking all day to the world, hoping they're hearing me. I mean, but is it kind of, you know, you put it all out there, but do you get anything? Do they respond back to you in real time, by the way?
They can, if that's how you use it. I mean, the one thing that I love about Twitter, it's, you know, I use it more for instant notification. I don't inundate people with personal stuff unless it's a big Marquette game, you know, or something like that. You know, I use it for business, so it's more for, hey, you know, with the radio shows, hey, I'm going to be a guest on this show.
Right.
This workshop is blah, blah, blah. So it's more a notification, hey, check out this website.
Yeah.
I have put out a call a couple of times when I've needed a response on something, and people can respond to you.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I use it more for instant, kind of instant marketing.
Right.
I maybe send
out
four or five a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I'm working on my communications, talking about things I'm working on. You know, it's a lot. There's a lot. There's so much to try to master and learn how to do. And, you know, when you try to do it yourself, I mean, you don't just have someone, you know, your technical geek, like, in your back pocket, just there to do this for me, do this for me. I'm still working on the iPod a little bit, you know. So there's a lot to learn with this stuff, you know. I mean, I'm thrilled to have the website. I'm so proud to even have the website. Keeping it updated is, you know, that too. I'd love to start writing on it more, getting out there. So anyone who does listen and wants to give me a little feedback, I love it because it just spurs you on to keep it going, to keep getting the word out there.
And you have a contact page on there, correct, where people can contact you?
Yes, Geo at Food Rock and Roll.
Or something like that, right?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Geo at Sex Food Rock and Roll. And when you press on that, like whatever you use, if you have AOL, if you have Yahoo, like your page comes up to email that way, so it works right, you know, that way. Goddessgourmet.com as well as that little other little website I have. You can reach me on that.
Okay.
And I'm just getting out there here or there. Like I said, I'll be in Atlantic City this weekend. I plan on working on. I'm going to join the New York Culinary Experience and just really getting out there more and more. There's so many great food things going on, so you could always be at these different events for that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to meet people and network, and it's just great. It's just great. Meeting you was fabulous at the Fancy Food Show, really.
Wasn't that fun?
That was great. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. So interesting. So interesting.
I've kept in touch, actually, with about a handful of people who were at the workshop. I mean, it was great, and people have been sending me samples, which is awesome because I love food, I love to eat, and I don't cook. And
And you were just so wonderful. We could have listened to you. You know, we just enjoyed your lecture, your presentation. You're so personable. You let us all do our, and I have trouble saying it, selfless self-promotion.
Shameless,
we all got to do that.
Self-promotion.
That was great. I tell everybody about that. That was great, you know. So you're so wonderful. People want to keep reaching out to you and talking to you, you know. So you're great that way. Thank you for that, really. Thank you for this. I've loved this. I hope if you ever want to, I'd gladly do it again. We could pick a new topic or different things. In the future.
We'll get you on one of the other shows.
Yeah, I'd love it.
which will be fantastic. And make sure, everyone, we are going to download the shows. Gio's going to have them on her website. Make sure you check out her website at sexfoodrockandroll, all one word, .com, and check it out. Check out the funny stories. They're fabulous. And if you are in, you're right outside of New York, correct?
Yes.
You're upstate?
Port Washington. Yeah, Port Washington.
To take one of your fabulous belly dancing classes would be cool, right?
Yeah, I teach at Hot Yoga in Bayside, New York. I teach at Zawaki in Port Washington. And always other little places here and there that pop up in this area. And then on the website, there's a cooking video. And then check out my daughter, Veronica, is such a fabulous musician, doing some real exciting stuff with some of the bands she's in.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, like, that's what it is with the Internet. Through, if you pop on my site and you check to this one or that one, a link here or there, you never know where it's going to bring you. It's so great. There's just so many great things that I find when I go to new sites that you just dig around and brings you to a whole other thing, you know? But first you got to check my stuff out, then it'll move you on.
Cool. Yeah. And you've got some cool products on there too, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have the aprons?
I have a great cooking apron, and everything is made in America.
Cool.
And I have a great cooking apron that with the logo on it, which is the rock and roll hand holding the fork. I have a male version, female, and then I have that cross. There's a cross. I have one with a cross too with Sex, Food, Rock and Roll on it. And they all say My Food Rocks. And then I got the T-shirts, a great men's golf shirt, tank top. So it's, oh, and then my belly dance hip scarves with the coins on them. So, yeah, there's some things to look at on there and to buy. I'd love to hear from anyone. I'm sorry, what?
I said, and they should. They should
yeah.
come to the site and they should buy because it is cool stuff. You've got a great logo. So everyone's got to go to the site just to check out the logo.
Thank you. And I have a few things in a store in Woodstock, New York also. Some of my pieces are in Free Spirit Woodstock.
Okay, very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, so.
Well, everyone, this has been a fun episode. We talked sex, we talked food, and we talked some rock and roll. And in between, we got some questions. Anything else you'd like to add, Gio, before we sign off?
Oh, just that this was wonderful. I really loved it. And I thank anyone who is out there listening and hope to hear from anyone who has been. And I thank you for the time, really. And just
Great.
Rock on and live in the moment. But have a lot
rock
of sex,
and roll,
eat
baby,
a lot of food,
right?
and dance a lot.
Everyone, thank you for the Latte Lounge. This is Deanna Roddy on Blog Talk Radio. And again, on the 7th, we have Samara Mbenga, who writes Emotional Money. She helps you unfree your blocks to achieve abundance and wealth. This is very cool. Plus, she's obviously a very cool person, or we would not allow her in the Latte Lounge, right, Gio?
No way. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Only. Oh, cool people only need apply.
Cool and quirky, those
yeah.
are the...
quirky, yeah. If you're not cool, you might as well be quirky, right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gio, thank you. I'll email you what I promised I was going to email you tomorrow with the links and everything.
Okay.
And thank you for sharing your time, and we'll get you on one of the other radio shows.
All right, hon. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too. I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.